Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Hello, Chris. You spoke yesterday about the importance of learning from the 3-0 game in December and the challenges we faced here today. Why do you think you were quite passive in that first half, that you couldn't match the intensity that Bournemouth brought today?
There were some points. One thing was Harry Maguire had an issue first half, and Luke Forrest, he overcame, and during the game he recovered from it, and you see that in the second half he was up there, and then he can express his leadership, he can express his, of course, defending qualities and his rest on the ball, and we needed that, especially in this back four. We lose then some balls in areas we shouldn't lose them, and I think, for instance, when you see the first goal, the setup was good, but in that area you should never lose a ball, but then that's still not the goal. But then over the right side defending, and we had some problems in the first half, and in the half time I think we repaired it, and then we were second half Harry or better, we repaired it on the right side, and then we took more control of the game, and in the end when we were we would have been more calm and composed, I think even we could have had a win that first half. Yeah, it's the truth. They were better, they created chances, but the cool thing is we come twice, we return from losing position, so this team, the spirit is good, the resilience is good, so they show some character.
Have you seen the goal again, the Kluivert goal, because he's in so much space, and what was happening down that right side?
That already, and that is happened before that, and that Solanke was dropping in, and we didn't anticipate good on that. It had something to do with organization, and that is what I point to. You need some coaching there, then you stop at that source, and then in the second phase, it was too easy over the right side. There was a big gap, and Kluivert to never get that ball there, but if, then we have to close it. So yeah, that's clear and obvious.
Was that why Garnacho came off the half time? Because was it completely tactical?
Yeah. I think we had to repair it over the right side. We didn't play well. The spaces were there in possession, and yeah, we had to bring a sub there. Garnacho was during the week also, he wasn't training, only yesterday. We thought bring some energy and bring some more quality, so quality in sense of cooperation, togetherness over that right side.
Hi Eric, were you angry at the players at half time? What did you say to them? Because it did seem like they were really not motivated at all in that first half.
Nah, I'm very long in football. They were very motivated, eh? But as I explained, but then I have to repeat myself, I don't do that. They were motivated, but the organization wasn't right, and we lost balls where we shouldn't lose them. Under pressure of the opponent, but our players are better than this.
I think that's one win in seven now, Eric. I know you've recently been saying, you know, trust the process, the plan is working. What evidence is there that that process is working?
So this group players are always available. You see our back four, and that's telling the story. We know our demand, but that's telling absolutely the story, and especially if then one of the players is struggling, and then we couldn't change sub him as well, because we are run out of centre halves.
Eric, there are six games to go. You're 10 points off the Champions League places. How much pressure do you feel under now, because time is running out to reach that top four or five?
We give what we can, but I am also realistic. And when the full squad was there, I still would have say high belief, but we will keep fighting also with the players who are available, and you see there is high potential, and but also young players, yeah, they make mistakes, and if they have to perform every Premier League, they proved they can compete with the best teams on the highest level. They proved, but now they have to do it consistently, and that is always the next step for young players.
Okay. Do you accept that the Champions League place is beyond you now?
No, I didn't say that.
Last question.
Eric, earlier in the season, you were keeping a lot of clean sheets, but struggling to score. Now, you're struggling to keep clean sheets, but you're scoring much more prolifically. What's changed?
Because we developed our attacking game. But in the attacking game, we don't have problems with injuries. We have the players available in our offensive part. But in the defense, yeah, we have to catch up. But there is not the players are not available.
Okay. So Eric, there's a danger you could get caught in seventh place. If you fall below seventh, that would be the worst finish in Premier League history for United. Do you think you're going to be above?
I don't comment on that question. It's not important.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.